Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Arnold Coleman, the last we heard from you was your record on it on tenor.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, that was, I think that was 1961, and there hasn't been a record released since then. There might be one released before this year is out on Blue Note, I think. And maybe another one in the next summer.
Why did you start playing the violin and the trumpet?
Well, I'd written some string quartets that I had trouble finding guys to play them, so I decided to get a violin and teach myself the chords. I figured if I'm going to write for a trumpet and string and brass instruments, I should play them so I would get more familiar with what it is that I can tell them how I want it played. You know, I figure if I can do it myself, it'd be much easier to show someone else how to do it than to just ask them if they know, you know.
I think you have followed the jazz scene since you made your last records, of course.
Yeah.
We have had the luck here to follow Albert Eiler. Have you heard him?
Yeah, I've heard him and quite a few other guys, especially in the South. They have many guys in the South of America, like the Deep South, that play things unbelievable. But you know, like in New York City, which is like a production center of America for art and machinery, mostly a guy that get good, he comes to the city to challenge all other guys that have been there, but then there are other people that are not interested in that. They're only interested in playing an honest expression, which you find in many, many cities in America, all over. You know, some guy you never heard of that just scare you to death. You know, yeah, I've heard many guys, but in the business of music, it always depends, you know, when the person make an effort to be known, then he goes where he has the most contacts, which is in New York, in America, you know. But I think there are lots of our musicians have been in Europe and have had much more, attention applied to their career more than they have in America.
What are your plans for the future?
To try to develop a more larger audience so that I will I like to play for many, many people.